This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want. We've been focusing on Venezuela here so far tonight and just the absolute economic insanity that has been going on over there in recent years. It's, of course, been getting worse and worse as people are getting to the point of starvation over there. Very, very hungry people because the people who would otherwise be happy to feed people, like, you know, the entrepreneurs who run things like grocery stores or whatever, have had their businesses either seized by the government and run into the ground, or just they can't get their products that they need to buy because they don't have the resources to do so because the government won't allow them to have dollars legally and their suppliers only want to take dollars or euros, and you really can't get those things in Venezuela very easily because the exchange rate is all screwed up because the government has a mandated exchange rate on things that is nowhere near what the actual black market exchange rate is. And then you've got the, and by the way, with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Then you've got the government who wants to distract, the government of Venezuela, who wants to distract the Venezuelan people and lie to them and tell them that, oh, all this inflation that's happening, it's not because of our central bank printing out money, which, of course, is the definition of inflation. It's because of DollarToday.com and the United States. Now, I don't know if you've ever been to DollarToday.com, Chris, but it is one of our key resources here on Free Talk Live, and we're talking about Venezuela. It is a website that is run by a man who works at Home Depot in Hoover, Alabama. He's a Venezuelan migrant who lives in the United States and has for some time now. He's basically got I think he's got asylum in the U.S. because if he goes back to Venezuela, he's going to be put in prison for probably the rest of his life.
Right.
Or at least the rest
until the regime is over, right?
At least to the end of the Maduro regime. They blame this man and his website for causing inflation when all he's doing is reporting numbers that he receives from people he knows in Venezuela, people who are telling him, hey, currently I can trade, you know, one U.S. dollar for 700,000 bolivars. And so he puts that information up there that he's receiving on this website, basically. I don't know exactly how it all works, but, you know, that's my understanding of it.
I have to wonder what percentage of people in Venezuela have internet access. And whether or not, like, what kind of censorship is going on.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I think the state might run internet portals there. That's a good question, one worth looking into.
Yeah, I mean, if they're upset about it, presumably there must be some...
Oh, I bet they're trying to block it in Venezuela, for sure.
Yeah. Well, we do know that electricity is not necessarily reliable in Venezuela, so I'm guessing internet also not very reliable where it does exist.
Indeed. Now, I was looking at this story here about the bank executives being arrested. So Venezuelan's government, again, trying to keep people thinking, we're really doing something to make sure we're doing something about this money situation. We're investigating the banks. We're going to arrest 11 executives from Banesco, which is, you know, got a quarter of the accounts, the bank accounts in Venezuela. They've arrested these executives. They're making all this hubbub about this so-called paper hands investigations, Venezuela's economic war. There's an infographic here from Telesur, which is, a Spanish language news agency that reports on this paper hands crackdown by the Venezuelan government. So part of this was the arrest of the 11 executives. But 31 other people were arrested due to their links to a man named Carlos Eduardo Morón. Who is this? Carlos Morón is the man who owned a website called Dollar Pro. So I wondered to myself,
not familiar with that one.
What is Dollar Pro? I suspect it was a website very similar to Dollar Today. Except in this case, Dollar Pro was run by a man who was still living, apparently, in Venezuela, because how else would the Venezuelan government have been able to arrest him, right? They can't arrest the guy in Hoover, Alabama, because the Venezuelan government can't call up the Alabaman state or U.S. government and have them go and do their bidding for them and arrest the guy. So I tried to find DelarPro.com, but it's offline.
Right.
So they raided this guy. Mm. They took his website offline. I can't even pull it up on Internet Archive. Now, I don't know why that is, because Internet Archive normally does a good job of...
What's the website? Is
DelarPro.com.
.com, okay. Yeah. Because usually they will cache .com addresses.
I know, that's why... maybe something's wrong with the Internet Archive right now, but I'm unable to pull...
I just tried going to DelarPro.com and wound up... It went to GoDaddy.
Yeah.
So it comes up in Google search, so the website existed, it's just...
The Twitter comes up and it's got a link to it.
Two Twitters.
Okay. Yeah.
There's at DolarPro and at DolarPro.com.
So anyway.
Or rather, DolarPro.com. The DolarPro.com has something that was pinned on April the 9th.
Yeah.
Showing something in Spanish that I don't know what it says.
Might have been near about the time when it got raided, because you'd think they would continue to post.
The DolarPro, however, has a post from 6 days ago that says, news, closing price, 11 May 2018, hashtag Precio 890.
So nice thing about Google Chrome is they've got a handy little translate thing here. So Precio means closing, or what it was there was the closing price. So they're still following something. I think that I'm not sure what they're following there, but either way.
Right.
Anyway, 31 people arrested for connections to this man who was running a website who they blame for devaluing the Bolivar.
Well, see, if you inform people that the Bolivar is worth more than what we say the Bolivar is worth, then it's your fault
that's
that people believe you.
That's the argument. That's
reasons.
That's literally the argument of the Venezuelan government, is that a website can cause inflation. That just simply reporting on what's actually happening in real life is the cause of inflation. I mean, it's just so insane.
Right.
It's hard to even express. Because, again, for listeners who might have, you know, gotten their definition of inflation from government schools, the actual definition of inflation is an increase in the money supply. There's only one group of people that's responsible for that in Venezuela. It's not the private bankers. It's not a man running a website or another guy running a website. It's the Venezuelan Central Bank. Yes. They're the ones who are responsible for the inflation. They're the ones who are responsible for what the current black market rates are, because that's the market responding to them just, woohoo, print out those bolivars.
I mean, you know... We say it's an increase in the money supply, right?
Yeah,
that's what you're saying.
The definition of inflation.
But I have to wonder if that's what's going on here.
That's exactly what's going on.
Are they actually printing more money than?
Of course.
Okay. Because
that's what governments do.
Because I'm wondering if there's not another way to create inflation without actually printing money.
Sure, you can increase numbers in computers as well.
Right, which is what the quantitative easing was being done by the Federal Reserve.
I mean, then you're creating money on
a
computer system.
Yeah, but that's not necessarily what I mean by that. I mean, you're still creating money, essentially, right?
The only way you can have inflation is by inflating the money supply, whether it be through physical printing of bills or through inflating the money supply in a digital system on a computer. I mean, when Bitcoin is mined, it's inflating. Bitcoin has a set rate of inflation that happens every 10 minutes. There's 12 and a half Bitcoin that are released, but it's predictable. With Bitcoin, we know what the inflation rate's going to be. It's
and
not
we
manipulated
also know
by the
that
government.
There's a set number of Bitcoin.
A maximum number.
Right. So that's the set number.
Correct.
There will never be more than 21 million Bitcoin.
Unless they change the rules, but yeah. I mean,
well, I was told that if they change that, then it winds up being something else, that it's a fork of the thing.
It would fork. That's true. It's unlikely they're going to change that. But everything with Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies is completely transparent.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We know what the inflation rate is with Bitcoin, so it's acceptable. You know the game going into it. Whereas with the government, it's all at the whims of the politicians who are in charge at the moment. And as you can see with Nicolas Maduro, he's deciding he's going to go ahead and create the new Bolivar Soberano, which means the sovereign Bolivar, and lob three zeros off.
It seems like you could have inflation as a result of the currency not being usable anymore. If you can't get anything from the country, it's going to go down, right?
You're talking about the value of the bolivar.
Yeah.
That's different from inflation.
Different from inflation.
Value changes, you know, inflation can affect value, right? So
yeah.
If you double the number of bolivar, double the number of dollars overnight, well, prices are probably going to have to go up as a result of that. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Toll free number If you want to join us on the radio here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Maybe you've got some experience living in Venezuela, or you've visited Venezuela, and you want to express to us how it was there. You're welcome to join us, or you can take control of the airwaves and you can bring up anything you want. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian
and Chris
and Daryl.
And I want you to know about Bitcoin.com. Whether you are in Venezuela or anywhere else in the world, Bitcoin is an international, global phenomenon. And in fact, cryptocurrency, from what I hear, is becoming even more popular in Venezuela as a result of course, the continued devaluation of the Venezuelan bolivar. But Bitcoin.com, following a lot of stories over at their news site, news.bitcoin.com. If you're new to Bitcoin, just go to Bitcoin.com and get a good introduction there. But if you want to get the latest headlines, news.bitcoin.com is where you can go. It's fresh news every single day from around the globe in the world of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin specifically, over at news.bitcoin.com. We are continuing the coverage here, in-depth coverage of what's going on in Venezuela. Why should we care? Why should we care about what's happening half a world away from where many of our listeners are actually located?
Well, I would say the same reason that people should care what happened in Zimbabwe about a decade ago.
With hyperinflation.
It should serve as a warning about, you know, what happens when you wind up just printing more money. And I've heard people for a long time in regards to the national debt. They're like, well, why don't they just print the money to pay off the debt? Well, if you wind up just printing all of that extra money, here's what happens to your economy.
Right. It goes in the tank. People can't even get the food that they need to get. And we don't need to rehash all the reasons because we've been talking about it for the last hour and a half here on Free Talk Live. But one of the things the government wants to do is create a new currency coming up in June. So we're just a couple few weeks away. There's also a national election coming up this weekend, which we've yet to talk about. But I have a story about the current president's threats of a revolution if he loses the election.
I've also got a story about the election.
Yeah, so we're going to cover that on the way here tonight because that's some of the other corruption aspects of the Venezuelan government. But the money is so important because that's what, you know, everything's based on. I mean, that's how people,
right.
It's the medium of exchange. Money is a development that allows people to get out of the old trading economy, right? So money is, in theory, a very valuable thing to have a go-between between people so they can, you know, have the things that they want without having to have a chicken if somebody needs a coconut or whatever and, you know, trying to get trade worked out. So money's valuable
right. When
it's not being manipulated by governments. Of course, pretty much all money is manipulated by governments, some worse than others. And Venezuela right now on the planet is the worst. Of all of the countries in the world, theirs is the most devalued, most worthless thing. There was even another headline I saw that the World of Warcraft gold, the video game currency, is worth more than the Venezuelan bolivar by a factor of several times. So, I mean, it is just pathetic. And so, meanwhile, the Venezuelan government's pretending like it's not their fault. Oh, it's the U.S. government and their economic war against us. Oh, no, it's the website, Dollar Pro. We're going to take that down. They went and arrested the guy running a website that was basically designed to inform people of exchange rates, from what I can understand. We've yet to be able to pull up the archive.org page because Archive's having some trouble right now. But I suspect it's very much like Dollar Today, which they're also blamed. They've blamed publicly website operators for inflation.
Right.
So that's just a straight-up lie. Only the government can be blamed for inflation. That's just a fact.
I have to wonder, if you go to a bank outside of Venezuela and you try to exchange some currency for bolivars, what the exchange rate would end up
being. I bet you they're not going to take your bolivar.
Yeah?
You'd be crazy to take bolivar from somebody.
I wonder if I should try exchanging my bolivar the next time I go to an airport.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, because if you're not in Venezuela,
do you have enough of it to actually get, like, a penny or something for it?
If you can't, no. I can't even imagine.
No, I've got enough to get a penny.
A penny?
Okay, okay. That would be interesting.
How many bolivar do you have left? Because you bought some on eBay.
How would you pay the fees? Because you're going to have to pay the fees in order to do that exchange, right?
I wouldn't actually do it. I would just, can I? And then when they say, no. We can give you a nickel. Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. So I bought, I think it wound up being like a total of 700 Bolivar.
Yeah.
Because I bought some 50s and I bought some 2s.
Okay.
And I wound up, I forget how much I've given away, and I've, you know, just
there's
got most of it.
Right up on our wall right there with the dolphins. It's very pretty.
Yeah.
Dolphins are pretty. So wait, you started, let's just presume you've got all 700 Bolivar, and this was when, like, late 2016 or something?
Yeah,
like
late
that?
2016, and I know I wound up paying much more than what the going rate was at the time, where I think I paid a total of, like, $35 for all of it, because I wound up doing two different transactions on eBay. I could go back through and figure out exactly how much I spent.
Mm-hmm.
So are you doing some calculations?
Yeah, I'm trying to, but I'm so, like...
Again, the one article that we wound up reading said that 500 Bolivar is worth about a penny. So I've
that
got,
would
like,
be the, that's
cents.
The new one. That's the new Bolivar, though. I thought you were saying that's
oh,
the new
right,
Bolivar.
That is the new Bolivar.
Because remember, one U.S. dollar, according to DollarToday.com, is worth $752,354. Bolivar, so you're talking about less than, I mean, you're talking about a fraction of a dollar here. No,
yeah.
You couldn't even get a penny for that, I don't think.
Well, that's the black market rate that you're reading.
Yeah, well,
the rate that I was reading from the site was
the
40,000 Bolivar to a dollar.
You'd be lucky to get a few pennies for it.
Yeah.
And that's why somebody's going to look at you and laugh. If you try to go to one of those exchange places, they're just going to laugh. Because unless they're in Venezuela and they can go out and spend the Bolivar,
right,
then it's just going to keep losing value. So they'd be insane
to
take it. It's
a novelty item. The same way with those Zimbabwe dollars that you've got hanging up, it's a novelty item.
Yeah. Dividing 700 into 752,354, the calculator, it can't even show, like, it's giving me the E minus 4, the negative 4. Like, there's so many decimal points, it can't even show me what the actual number is. It's
right.
Crazy. So, yeah, there you go. Toll-free number if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. But don't worry, guys, because the Venezuelan government is cracking down on the private bankers. We already told you they've arrested 11 bankers from Banesco. They've arrested 31 people who are connected with the website DollarPro.com. But that's not all. They are doing everything they can to put a stop to the economic war against their precious Bolivar. They have also seized 20 billion bolivars from private bank accounts. Now that sounds like a lot of money,
no.
But when you actually run the numbers, it's not even $28,000.
Oh wow, really?
The government of Venezuela is touting like, well, we seized all these bolivars. You didn't seize jack squat. I mean, that's a drop in the bucket for, you know, governments of the world or whatever.
Wow. It's almost like that scene from Austin Powers where Dr. Evil had been frozen for a long time, and he's like, $1 million. Yeah, that's not really
anything.
A lot of money these days.
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. Let's talk about the election that is just around the corner. Will Maduro be reelected this weekend in Venezuela?
Probably.
We'll find out. It's Free Talk Live.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. That's 800-400-LUNG.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. We also have our Discord on-air chat room, where you can actually get on the air with us there via voice over at discord.lrn.fm. So please hop on in there and get interactive. And then also, we've been talking a lot about money here so far tonight, and we mentioned Bitcoin in the last segment. But you also need to know about the other cryptocurrencies out there. Bitcoin's no longer the only option. There's over 1,500 choices, reaching close to 1,600 at coinmarketcap.com. And one of the ones we're big fans of here is, of course, Zencash. And the philosophy behind Zencash is important. Voluntarists, people who love liberty, founded Zencash in 2017. And they also rolled in some of the best technology out there, including zero-knowledge anonymity. So you can use Zencash privately if you want. You go to Zencash.com and learn more about Zencash, what makes it special, what makes it worth owning. You know, there's a lot of choices out there. Why Zencash? Because the philosophy and the technology mixed together, it's a winning combination. Plus, they've got security as well. Over 11,000 secure nodes on their system. It means they've got more nodes in Zencash than Bitcoin has. And these are secure nodes, which is different from a full node, and without getting into technical aspects, it's good stuff. Go learn more about it at Zencash.com. That's Zen with a Z, Zencash.com. Dean, Chris, and Daryl in the studio here tonight. We've been heavily focused on the Venezuelan economy and just the manipulations of the money supply that are just absolutely outrageous, with the government's opposition party calling the inflation rate at 13,779% in just the last year. And it may be, you know, it's been tremendous in just the last few months as well, with now Venezuela's bolivar being worth just a fraction of a fraction of a dollar. One U.S. dollar is going to get you over 700,000 Venezuelan bolivar on the black market. And the election is just around the corner. This weekend, the national election where Nicolas Maduro, the president of the country who was the VP who inherited the office after Hugo Chavez passed away several years ago and has presided over a tremendous decline in the country's value and the country's productivity and an increase
in decline in everything.
Yeah, it's just been absolutely terrible, because this was a relatively middle-class place, you know, 15 years ago, and a lot of the news media blames it on the price of oil. That may be a factor, but it's a minor factor in why Venezuela is failing miserably.
Right. So one of the things, before getting into discussing the election, when the country did have a lot of money coming in because the Venezuelan government owns the oil reserves, when they had a lot of money coming in, they weren't saving any of the money. They were, we've got money, we can spend it on this program and that program and this and that and all these things.
Well, now you're insane if you save the money, because it goes down in value. You'd have to be a madman to save the bolivar at this point.
Well, now they can't even export the oil because the ships can't be, you know, inspected to actually wind up leaving the port.
Correct.
So let's talk about the election here. A story from Colombia Reports says that Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos said Venezuela plans to pay Colombian citizens to vote in the Venezuelan presidential election.
What?
According to Santos, intelligence agencies found out that the Venezuelan government plans to register and move Colombian citizens to vote in Venezuela on Sunday when the neighboring country elects a president. Colombia and other countries in the region made previous claims that the elections are rigged to benefit authoritarian President Nicolas Maduro. The plan, allegedly discovered by Colombian investigators, quote, details the manner, procedures, and payments to be made to guarantee the movement of the voters and their votes in favor of Maduro. The president said tricks like this is one of the many reasons that ratify our decision of not recognizing the outcome of these illegitimate elections. Santos said that the alleged voter fraud is only one of the fraud schemes discovered by Colombian authorities over the past few days.
What? I mean, I suppose some of the people in Colombia support Maduro, but I can't imagine it is, you know, a significant number. I guess they're trying to recruit just the people that they want, right? Like, somehow they're identifying the Maduro supporters and they're encouraging them to come across the border.
Or they're just identifying people that need money.
Money.
Hey, you come, you vote. Here, take this ballot.
Bolivar.
We fill out the ballot for you. You put it in the box.
They're going to give them all the old Bolivar Fuerte because they're only good for another 2 weeks, right?
Right? You need toilet paper?
Wow.
Here's Bolivar Fuerte.
Right.
Here's this toilet paper.
Well, the thing is, the people in Colombia aren't. I mean, I'm sure there's poor people in Colombia, no doubt. But they ain't as poor as the people in Venezuela right now, because remember the story last year or the year before, one or the other, there was one day when the Venezuelan government actually opened up the borders to allow their people, the Venezuelan people, to go over to Colombia to go shopping.
Yes.
Mm.
Because you can't get food in Venezuela easily. You've got to stand in line for 8 hours.
And there was a fair number of people that just wound up not going back.
Yeah, they stayed over there.
And there was one of the, I forget if it was like the Venezuelan state media, they found like one guy that said, everything was ridiculously priced, they're just trying to gouge us and blah, 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 blah. Things are horrible in Colombia, Venezuela's so much better, viva Maduro.
But whereas everybody else was like, I haven't eaten that well.
I actually have groceries.
Right. Yeah, good luck getting them home without being robbed. That's another problem, is anybody with a truck full of food, look out. They are literally waylaying trucks by putting like spike strips out in the streets and, you know, popping tires, running guys, you know, truck drivers off the road, holding them at gunpoint and stealing food off the backs of their trucks. That happens all the time.
Speaking of food, on Thursday, border officials seized approximately 400 tons of food packages bound for Venezuela that were described as unfit for consumption. Local governments loyal to Maduro and his party exploit the humanitarian crisis not just to exercise political and social control, but to serve electoral purposes and to repress the opposition, according to police.
Translation, unfit for the people to consume, but the government, we're going to go ahead and eat this because we're hungry too.
According to Police General Jorge Luis Vargas, the food came from 23 businesses in 9 countries, of which some have been flagged for money laundering and illicit enrichment. Venezuela is suffering major food shortages and has refused foreign food packages offered by neighboring countries and even by the United States.
They've refused food. It's amazing.
The crisis in the neighboring country has a major effect on Colombian society. More than 1 million Venezuelans are believed to have fled to Colombia over the past year or visited other countries in order to find food and medicine.
I believe it. And what is there, 30 million? I think I saw a number about 30-something million people in Venezuela.
And then remember, it wasn't too terribly long ago that we read that Reddit thread. The AMA, the guy that had smuggled food and supplies into Venezuela from Trinidad Tobago.
Right, which is an island nation just off the coast.
Yeah.
Related also to the election here, I've actually had this one in my show prep for 2 weeks, and it's about Maduro warning he will take up arms and lead a revolution if a government comes into power that wants to hand the country's, quote, riches to, quote, imperialist forces. A story from the Miami Herald. In a campaign speech recently, Maduro, who's hoping to win a new 6-year term in a highly questioned May 20th election, accused his nearest opponent rival, Henri Falcon, of wanting to sell the country out to, quote, the gringos. He told a crowd of supporters in Vargas, quote, if someday a government was in power that intended to hand over our riches, I would be the first one to raise the alarm, grab a gun, and start an armed revolution with the people, if necessary. I would be the first one to do it, and to call the people to arms. Sort of sounds like Trump. Remember when Trump said he would pick up a gun and, like, shoot somebody? I forget what the quote was exactly.
Oh, there have been a bunch of people.
Oh, it was the school shooting. It was Trump responding to the school shooting.
You know, it's kind of funny that he would say that because maybe it was his predecessor, but there was already a revolution in Venezuela or attempted coup, right?
Revolution.
Well, no. I'm talking about supposedly the United States went in there and they attempted to take over.
Ooh, I don't know about that. That's a good question. We should look into that. You're talking about like prior to Hugo Chavez or during Chavez?
I think it was probably during Chavez,
There's more coming up here. We'll talk more about the election. We'll see if we can find out about an attempted coup and your calls and thoughts. Welcome. If you want to join us on the radio, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free if you want to join us on the radio. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, online, you can get interactive with Free Talk Live in a variety of ways. Also, our listeners mentioned earlier the Discord chat. You can go to discord.lrn.fm. There are people in there before, during, and after Free Talk Live is over. And, of course, we're here live 7 nights a week. So there's always something happening in those chat rooms. Different topics as well. There's one chat for Free Talk Live, which is sort of whatever's happening during the show, that chat. And then there's other topic-related chats like cryptocurrency, gaming, and New Hampshire. There's one for ForkFest, the upcoming festival here that we'll tell you about a little bit later on. And go check it out. It's all free. It's an app that you can download, or you can just use their web version if you prefer. Go to discord.lrn.fm. And once again, that's discord.lrn.fm. As we continue discussing the election in Venezuela, that's coming up on Sunday, and this weekend, Nicolas Maduro up for re-election, and apparently he's got some potential fixes in place. Allegations from the Colombian government that Maduro is planning on paying Colombians to come up for the day into Venezuela and vote in their election to vote for him. Presumably.
Yes.
I have to wonder what their election law looks like. I mean, does it allow anybody who's in the country at the time to vote? Or I mean, I think that would be great. But
well, I'm going to quote Richard Nixon here. It's not illegal when the president does it.
So if the president is paying people to vote for him, the president is not then going to say, you know, all of these votes for me are invalid.
Yeah.
I mean, the National Assembly might try to do something, but ultimately, you know, what are they really going to do? I mean, they haven't been able to get rid of the guy or anything like that. So, and then, as you said, Daryl, the president created his own assembly of you know, cohorts or whatever. I forget what they actually called it, but...
Right, but this thing that he created, he prohibited the opposition from even seeking seats for.
That's correct.
And of the opposition that weren't prohibited from seeking seats,
the rest boycotted it.
Because they didn't want to give legitimacy.
Was there a constitutional change? So doesn't Venezuela have a constitution?
Yes, Venezuela does have a constitution.
So does North Korea.
Well, and okay, fair enough.
There was an election to amend it, and that was the thing where they simultaneously, while voting to amend the Constitution, elected people to this new thing that gave this new creation the power to also amend the Constitution, and... The people, you know, again, there was a large percentage of the opposition that were just outright prohibited from running for seats, and the remaining opposition boycotted the vote because they said, we don't want to give this legitimacy.
So the change is passed then, I'm guessing, it sounds like.
Yes, because the only people that voted in the election were the people that wanted
the change. Right. Okay, it would be akin
to saying, we're having an election for mayor in Keene, New Hampshire. Nobody can run against the mayor.
Yeah, it's basically what they do.
And so then everybody that doesn't want the mayor to be elected mayor just doesn't vote because you don't have any option.
Right.
So then the mayor gets elected unanimously, and then everyone, see, the mayor won with a mandate.
So what's going on with this weekend's election? According to the Miami Herald, Maduro he's scared, right? The reason why he's scared is he's threatening a revolution if he loses. So if you don't elect me, I'm going to grab a gun and lead the people to arms against the new government that comes in, is what he's saying.
Oh, the guy that had the brilliant idea to walk amongst his people in some town and then they chased him with pot.
That's right. Chased him out. There's video.
Yeah.
His opponent, Henri Falcon, a one-time government supporter turned dissident, is struggling to attract voters who are wary that going to the polls will legitimize a deeply flawed electoral process. And most of the major opposition groups are calling for an outright boycott of the election. Falcon has talked about dollarizing the economy and ramping up, which would be one of the smartest things they could do, besides saying, hey, we're going to get rid of the government currency altogether and just let the market decide.
Right, and remember that there was the quote from Maduro about, we are not going to be a colony to the dollar.
It seems like dollarizing seems like a bad idea to me. I mean, I get where
you're
going.
Well, the dollar sucks, but it's not as bad as the
Certainly it can't be a worse idea than keeping their currency, like, as is. But I don't know, man. Dollarizing, it seems...
There are actually a fair number of countries, and I don't know how many, but I do know that there are a good many countries that do not have an official currency.
The dollar is...
Or they just use the dollar by default.
Or they peg it to the dollar.
Yeah. Right, so there, Bahamas pegs theirs to the U.S. dollar, but Costa Rica does not have their own currency. They just use the U.S. dollar by default.
That's correct.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
I mean, it's not ideal. You know, we as people who care for sound money obviously are in favor of the dollar, but as far as the nightmare of a situation they're in right now, going to, you know, allowing people to use the dollar, which is, I don't know if dollarizing means some sort of official endorsement or if it's just like, okay, you can use the dollar now, because you can't do it right now. You can't use the dollar legally in Venezuela.
Right. So, you know, it could mean any range of things from just getting rid of the current legal tender law to changing the legal tender law to say the legal tender is the United States dollar. Or just changing the name of the currency from Bolivar to dollar, which is Canada.
Yeah.
Uses
Canadian dollar.
The dollar. It's
Mexico,
not the U.S.
dollar. Yeah.
Australia, New Zealand, both use
this
a currency
true.
Called
that's
the
true.
Dollar.
Yeah, that's true. He's also talked about ramping up foreign investment to overcome a deep economic crisis that features hyperinflation and sporadic food and medicine shortages. Those woes have also generated an exodus, as you mentioned, as more than 1 million people have fled the country in recent years. Wednesday, Maduro said the opposition's, quote, only offer is to hand over the country to the gringos and the European oligarchs, unquote. Maduro, who's been in power since 2013, has often said he'd resort to violence to defend the so-called Bolivarian Revolution started by his late predecessor, Hugo Chavez. Venezuela is pushing ahead with snap elections as the United States, the European Union, and many of its neighbors in the region have said the vote will neither be free nor transparent. In the run-up to the election, the government has sidelined key opposition parties and jailed or disqualified some of its most prominent opponents. So that would be the equivalent of, you know, in the recent Keene election here, your partner, Bob, yeah, ran against the current mayor, Kendall Lane, and Kendall's a multi-term mayor here, right, in Keene, so Bob was the only opposition. This would be the equivalent, yeah, of Kendall Lane having the police chief trump up some charges against Bob to keep him out of the election, basically, is what they've done.
A better example would be, so instead of Venezuela having really strict ballot access laws that prevent people from being placed on the ballot, which is what most states in the U.S. have, mm-hmm, they just wind up arresting and making up charges instead of, oh, you want to run? Go collect a signature from every voter in the area.
Right. So rather than making it hard to qualify, they just keep them in a jail cell.
Right. So, you know, their tyranny or corruption is, mm-hmm, a little more transparent.
Correct.
Where in the U.S., people think, oh, we've got fairy, like, we've got choices. We can choose Team Red or Team, yeah, Blue. Do you want any other choice? Well, it's not my fault you weren't able to go collect signatures from 5% of the people that live in your district.
Maduro said he didn't care if the elections were recognized around the world, saying, quote, I don't give a damn what Europe says. I don't give a damn about what Washington says. I only care what Venezuela's youth, Venezuela's women, and Venezuela's workers say. Forget all the men. That's what's important to me. That's the end of that story from the Miami Herald announcing that you know, these elections are being boycotted. So a lot of the opposition is being encouraged to stay home while Henri Falcón is saying, please come out and vote for me. So you've got two different – this is sort of like the split within the libertarians, right? Like the libertarians that have moved to New Hampshire, there's some of them who will just refuse to vote. They will not participate in the political system. And I think they think they're going to be able to end the state through, you know, some sort of
and
renaissance.
And there are also people that refuse to work outside of the two-party system.
That's right.
Oh, well, you just need to call yourself a Republican and pretend to wind up supporting all of the horrible policies that the Republicans support. And once you've been in office 5 or 6 terms, then you can actually wind up doing things that you actually believe. You just have to pretend until then.
You know, it's actually interesting how he wants the youth support, because really that's probably all he really needs. I mean, at the end of the day, who's going to be in your military? Who's going to be? Who do you need to have the support, right?
The easily manipulable youth.
Well, right? It's not even just the youth. It's the males. It's the young males, because, and I don't mean like young males, but I mean like of an age at least probably 13.
The young men.
Yeah, 16. Like to what, 28, something like that? Because those are the men, those are the people who are going to be your soldiers. They're going to be the ones who are going to come to your defense if somebody tries to put you out of power.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. So again, there Venezuelan election coming up this weekend. We may have more about that come Sunday night. You can, of course, join us here. Take control of the airwaves. You can bring up what you want. Let's talk about the European thing, because I know we're doing a lot of international coverage here today.
Oh, yeah.
This new privacy law, which you say is ridiculous.
It is. I'm a privacy supporter.
Yeah, and we'll come back with that. You're a privacy fanatic.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.